in the event that the states need assistance to add an added penalty for whatever the underlying crime is, that the federal government can assist state and local law enforcement.
I just want to add something on that, because this has been a question that's come up, and I'm a supporter of the hate crimes legislation that has not passed, but almost passed the Congress on several occasions. This was a crime, but it was more than a crime. What these photographs in this book show, which prompted me to step forward and many of our colleagues, as I said, is not just the victims and their pictures. It is the pictures of the onlookers, the children that were let out of Sunday school to witness these lynchings. Shops were closed so employees could attend the lynchings. The railroads had special excursions and discount tickets for people to go. This was a community spectacle, and the Senate knew it. And the Senate of the United States knew it. It was a community spectacle. It was an act of terrorism. This was not a crime committed by criminals against criminals or people who could have, been guilty. This was really an act of terrorism, domestic terrorism. And I think it's quite appropriate today that we're discussing this as our country leads the fight against terrorism abroad. We try to remind Americans what it really is and how you have to fight it. We can begin by understanding it existed right here in this nation. And so it is not just a crime. It was a community event. And the pictures in this gentleman's book will show you that, which is what is very compelling about these this action we're taking today.
Senator, you said a minute ago about the vote that you were asked to do it this way without an up or down vote. Is that a suggestion that there were members who were perhaps inclined to vote against this but didn't want to be embarrassed by having to do so in public?
Well, let me tell you something. The Senate is trying to get its business done. We're having some difficulty getting business done. And so those of us sponsoring this resolution thought this was business that needed to get done. And we're doing it the best way we know how to do it. And so we've put this resolution before the Senate. We're having a three-hour debate. Senators have been volunteered to speak. I'm pleased that all the speaking slots have been asked for, and we have had this resolution signed. If senators want to affix their name to this document, they may. If they choose not to, that will be recorded.